I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 18th, 2020. Red Hat has been named as one of Fortune's 100 best companies to work for yet again. Having been ranked at the middle of the list in 2019, this year saw Red Hat move up two places in Fortune's list to number 48 of its top 100. Blogging about the accolade, Red Hat attributed its success to the company's culture of collaboration and an increasing focus on diversity and inclusion initiatives. Today also saw Red Hat release its annual research report on the state of enterprise open source, finding a continuing decline in the popularity of proprietary software in the corporate world in favor of more open solutions. Mozilla has released a new version of its WebThings Gateway. The latest release of Mozilla's distribution for smart home gateways has benefited from a lot of community input, with 24 new language translations having been added since the previous version. The platform's logging facility that provides a graphical time series view of monitored devices has now been rolled out to all users. And Mozilla is retiring its experimental voice-based virtual assistant, but other add-ons that provide voice integration with the gateway through its standard APIs will remain unaffected by this change. Mozilla also released version 73.0.1 of Firefox today to address a number of bugs on both Windows and Linux. One welcome change should remedy crashes on Linux while trying to play encrypted content with the latest version of the browser's Widevine plugin. And finally today, O'Reilly released its annual report on how students used its online learning platform in 2019. The report, which was released last week, can provide a useful indication of current and future trends within the technology industry. But this year's report seemed more to confirm what we already know. On the programming front, Python was far and away the dominant language that students were most interested in part due to its increasing use in the realms of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Other languages that saw a significant uptake include Rust, Kotlin, and Dart, while more established players such as Swift and Ruby declined in popularity. Cloud-native technologies were unsurprisingly in demand, but so was the topic of cloud migration, which suggests that the push by many industry leaders towards a hybrid cloud model is gaining traction. O'Reilly students also paid increasing attention to cybersecurity topics last year. And while there was an upsurge of interest in learning about AWS, interest in Linux also continued to grow among users of the platform. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/105. And if you've ever wondered how we put these podcasts together, I recommend you check out Joe Ressington's Extras episode, Podcasting Basics. You can find that episode at extras.show/56. We'll be back tomorrow.